with the Mid-American Conference. Jeremy, how are you?
Doing well, Andy. How are you?
Very good, my friend. Thanks for spending some time with us here. I know you guys are gearing up for, well, one of your favorite times of the year, Mac Media Day. Doesn't seem like it was all that long ago. You and I were going to these things as students at Bowling Green. But, you know, you guys have moved your location this year from Ford Field to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Why the change, and what will make this year better?
Well, actually, you know, this is a one-year thing for right now. In going to the Hall of Fame, the Ford Field up in Detroit, like you said, is where we normally have had our media day. But this year, they're going through some really cool renovations up at Ford Field, doing some stuff. And quite frankly, the areas that they're working on is where we had our media day. So we had to look for a new location. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame, although very busy this time of year, getting ready for their enshrinement ceremony, you know, was happy to take us through, show us the space, and, you know, we thought it was a really great fit for us. And it's going to be a great opportunity for our coaches, for our student athletes, everyone involved, the institution, you know, from the athletic director down that comes to our media day to showcase our programs in a place where there's so many legends, so much history. I think it'll be just a really cool experience for everyone involved. So, we're really excited about it. You know, I bet a lot of these guys probably even haven't been to the Hall of Fame. So it's going to be a cool event, starting off with on this coming Tuesday with some tours for our student athletes, for our coaches, and then you know, we'll roll into our actual media day, your traditional media day, next Wednesday down in Canton.
Very cool stuff. I imagine that'll be a lot of fun, especially for some of those guys who really might not have the opportunity to go and see that Pro Football Hall of Fame otherwise. So I'm sure that'll be a really awesome experience for all those guys going down there. Of course, on the field last year, Western Michigan ran the table. I mean, they had an undefeated regular season. Of course, they lost their head coach, P.J. Fleck, to Minnesota, though, shortly thereafter. Are they looked at as the odds-on favorite to win it all again this year?
You know, in the MAC, it's so tough to say who's a favorite and who's not. I don't think if we look back last year, although Western was predicted to win the MAC, I don't think anyone could have predicted what they did last year. Tremendous feat to run the table and make it to the Cotton Bowl. I would think that they'd have a very solid year. They got a brand new coach, a former Bronco player in Tim Lester. He was a quarterback at Western from 96 to 99, and took the Broncos to a MAC championship back when he played. You know, they lost a lot last year. They had Corey Davis, who was the fifth overall pick in the NFL draft. They lost their quarterback, Zach Terrell. I think Coach Fleck may have taken some recruits, you know, from that were initially signed with him to Minnesota along with him. And so, you just don't know. I think they still have a very, very good team. In fact, Jarvion Franklin, one of their two stud running backs, and along with Jamari Bogan, they're both back this year. Both were named to the Doak Walker Award watch list. They have a few linemen that were named to the Outland. You know, they have a lot of talent. They know how to win, and that's what they did last year. But for me to sit here and say they're a favorite with, you know, anytime you get a coaching change, that's tough. You got to get back into the system and you know, get all those pieces and parts working again and the way you want to do it. But I think they'll be a very good team.
Well, and of course, they actually have a pretty tough non-conference schedule right off the bat. They're going to play USC, Michigan State. What are some of the more intriguing non-conference matchups for the MAC, especially early on in the season?
Well, I think, you know, intriguing for us is any time that we get to host those, you know, FBS autonomous programs. And we have three of those this year. When these big guys come into our stadiums, it's always cool to see. A few years ago, that wasn't happening. And, you know, we're slowly but surely getting these teams to come into our building. So, you know, Boston College is coming to Northern Illinois, I think. You know, that's really cool to have a storied program like Boston College come into Northern Illinois. We've got Iowa State's coming to Akron. Iowa State's coached by former Toledo coach Matt Campbell. and, you know, a Big 12 program that's coming to Akron in Precision Stadium. That's also a really cool thing. And then finally, we got Kansas, who has definitely not had, a few years where they've been a little off. They're coming to Ohio. They're coming down to Athens. I think I wanted to highlight those three games just because of how important it is that we are getting these big guys in our program. Like you said, Western's going to have a really tough go to start the year. I know P.J. Fleck, like you mentioned, Minnesota, they're hosting Buffalo to start the year. So, he'll have another MAC game. P.J. Fleck will to start the season. So, there's always those games. Hopefully we can knock off some teams, open some eyes at the start of the season. But I definitely wanted to highlight the fact that we're bringing in some big schools into our stadiums as well.
We're talking with Jeremy Guy with the Mid-American Conference here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Now, transitioning into some conference games later on in the year, of course, in recent years, the MAC has certainly been in the national spotlight playing in the middle of the week. And you'll have plenty of those, especially as we get towards the end of October, beginning of November, with those games back in the national spotlight. What kinds of games should we be on the lookout for later on in the season? What are some of the more intriguing in-conference matchups?
Man, again, a question that we will not have any idea, and that's what makes the MAC so great. We won't have an idea of those games. You always have your typical rivalry games, your Bowling Green-Toledo, your Ken-Akron, Western Central Michigan, Ohio-Miami, on down the line. Those games are always going to stand out from a rivalry standpoint. But some of these teams they just will start feeling it. They might start the non-conference slate 3-1, 4-0, and then you start looking at that team saying, uh-oh, and then, they might have another team on the other side, and that, Bowling Green, suddenly that Bowling Green-Toledo game, in November is a huge game. And I think that's just how our conference, that's why Matchin is what it is. People just, you never know what to expect. You know the games are going to be entertaining. You know they're going to be hard fought. Everyone's playing with a chip on their shoulder. They're all out there to prove something. And that's why it's so great that we have this midweek football package to show the rest of the nation, this is how competitive our league is. And I think on down through the years, we've had some really good ones that people have tuned into. To say that any one game is going to be more intriguing than the other, I'd just be wrong. And if you'd play this back, I'd probably make something up and you'll play it back and there'll be two totally different teams that are vying for a championship or what have you. So I think, this is my 13th year working for the conference, and every fall, it never ceases to amaze me the storylines that come out of the season and the things that we're playing for, and just that's what makes October, November so exciting for us, is you get those games on national TV and develop those storylines through the years, you get a really quality game to watch.
No question about it. Now, of course, where we are, we're kind of right in the middle of Bowling Green, Toledo, Kent, and Akron country up here. And I know that there are probably some OU and some Miami fans listening right now, chomping at the bit. But of the teams I mentioned, Bowling Green, Toledo, Kent, and Akron, those are the closest in proximity. What can you tell us about those four teams? What's the prognosis of those four teams going into the season?
Well, I think to start, Toledo. Toledo's going to be really strong. They lost Kareem Hunt last year, a third-round draft pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. They have some other NFL picks from last season, but they bring back Logan Woodside. Logan Woodside was actually the leader in touchdown passes in all of the FBS last year. Very good quarterback, was named to the Davey O'Brien watch list. And has multiple preseason honors this season. He's going to be really good, and I think that they have an offense, your typical MAC offense. They're going to be scoring a lot of points, and they do it on the defense side of the ball. I would not be surprised if they are the preseason pick to win the MAC, just because of what they bring back and coach Jason Candle has done a tremendous job with them. Bowling Green, last year was a down year for them after winning two championships in the last 3 years. Coach Jinx, you know, BG started to get a little better as the season went on. I think they're going to be a team to watch. Again, a young team last year and still pretty young this year. But some guys that they're a team after 1 year in his system that I would watch. And I think that they might surprise some people. Kent State, again, you know, these teams, Kent and Akron, they're always kind of in the same boat. And tons of great players. Nick Holly for Kent State really turned things on last year as a running back and quarterback. He kind of did it all for them. And an exciting kid to watch. He's going to be coming to our media day next year. They got a good defense, a team that could definitely surprise some people as well. And Akron, you know, 2 years ago they're at a bowl game, and last year had a decent year. But you know, you can with any of these teams, it takes, you know, in the MAC, and that's what separates us probably from the Big Ten. You're just not as deep. So if you suffer an injury at any point, any of these teams, or something goes wrong throughout the season, it really hurts them. And, you know, that Akron, all four of those teams are teams that can't have that injury, that bad thing to happen, because it can take your team. These other conferences, Big Ten or what have you, can plug and play and put someone else in there that might be able to shoulder the load a little much. And the MAC, just the teams aren't as deep as those big school. So, you know, it's going to be fun to see. And I think all four of those teams, you could easily see them in a bowl game. But again, of the four you mentioned, I think Toledo is going to be that preseason favorite. The others can get right in there and be, you know, a surprise team or someone that really starts turning some heads as the year goes on.
Very cool stuff. Well, Jeremy, we appreciate you spending some time with us here and give us the lowdown on what's going on in the MAC Media Day next week. And, boy, football season will be here before we know it. We're just a little over a month away. I'm excited. I'm sure you guys are as well. But, Jeremy, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And appreciate all those alums and everyone that are out there following our conference.
Absolutely. Again, that's Jeremy Guy with the Mid-American Conference joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to take a break.